We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
Attorney Mark Scaringi calling from Harrisburg. Mark, you have become our on-call legal analyst whenever we have a challenge to Governor Wolf. How are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. So let me get you just your gut reaction to that judge's decision yesterday against the governor.
I thought it was a wonderful decision. Judge Stickman did a very comprehensive job in applying the law to the facts of the case. And it was a great victory for business owners, for employers, for employees, and for all the people of Pennsylvania.
Okay. Now, this is why I called you today. I'm getting the impression that right now it doesn't mean anything because a lot of the stuff that he ruled were unconstitutional are over. So what is the real impact on real people right now?
Well, it holds unconstitutional the indoor and outdoor congregate gathering limits, the limit to 25 persons indoor and 250 persons outdoor. That has been declared to be unconstitutional. Thus, it no longer has any legal effect, and the governor cannot enforce it.
Okay, but why doesn't that then immediately help the restaurants and bars?
Well, the problem is the judge ruled that the plaintiffs did not challenge the occupancy limits, the 25%, 50%, and 75%. So the judge did not rule on that particular issue. Now, in our lawsuit pending before the United States Court in the Middle District of Pennsylvania, we have challenged the occupancy limits, but they weren't part of the suit that Judge Stickman decided yesterday.
Okay, let me ask you a question, and this is just me thinking out loud. You had, how many challenges did you have to the governor? Was it three cases or two?
Two cases, one in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and one in the United States Court of the Middle District in Pennsylvania.
Okay, the whispers are that the reason that this was against the governor was because all of a sudden we had a Trump-appointed judge. So are we seeing that? I mean, the cases that favored the governor, were they Democrat judges and then all of a sudden we have a Republican judge? Because that's a scary scenario.
Well, in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, we have a majority of Democrats, 5-2, Democrats to Republican at the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court. The particular judge that I have in the Middle District was an appointee under the President Bush administration, supported by then Governor Tom Ridge.
Okay, so I'm way out there in left field. Mark, the governor said that he wants to get a stay and he wants to appeal this. Where does that happen?
He'll appeal the decision to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. He has to request a stay, which is a stop or a pause in the legal effect of Judge Stickman's orders. He'll have to file that request before Judge Stickman first, and Judge Stickman will likely deny the stay request, and so then the governor will in turn file that stay request in the Third Circuit, ask the Third Circuit to stay it pending its consideration and disposition of his appeal that he will file.
Okay, what's the time frame there?
Well, the stay. I imagine the governor is preparing the stay request today. He'll file the notice of appeal and the stay request probably the next day or two. I think Judge Stickman will deny it. But that's just speculation because the judge already ruled the way he did. And then they'll have to go to the Third Circuit and try their luck there and see what the Third Circuit does. They could try to go right up to the United States Supreme Court, but I don't think they will do. They bashed me for doing so in my first case, and that was a very difficult legal hurdle to overcome. So I assume they'll do the more traditional and the safer approach and go to the Third Circuit and ask it to stay the judge's order.
Now, yesterday, the majority leader, Kerry Benninghoff, was on the air with us, and he was saying, this is a good first step. And I'm thinking, a first step towards what? Does this open the door for more challenges immediately to other parts of what the governor is doing?
Well, we already have our case in the Middle District, which is more comprehensive. It involves many other aspects of what we refer to as the COVID-19 restrictions, which include the occupancy limit order, the mask order, and others that were not addressed in the lawsuit that we're discussing in the Judge Stickman order. So, yes, I would say that's correct. This is a good, strong first step. It's a good blow struck for freedom by Judge Stickman, and we will continue to sue this judge and try to take all of those restrictions off the people of Pennsylvania.
This is starting to get national attention. It's been picked up by AP. I saw it on ABC now. It's in Drudge Report, Breitbart. It's on thehill.com. So it's getting a lot of national attention. I don't know if that helps or hurts.
Well, it's gotten a lot of the cases that I filed got a lot of national attention from the beginning, and I was on Fox News with Fox and Friends and the evening news with Shannon Bream at 11 o'clock. So it's a big deal. It's a strongly worded order. This judge found that we, the citizens of Pennsylvania, we have the right to pursue our occupation. We have the right to work. These orders were infringed upon that. He struck down the business closure order because it violates our fundamental right to work and pursue our occupation. That is beautiful language that harkens back to an older era in U.S. jurisprudence, and he talks about that in his decision. So there could be very much wider ramifications because of the order, because of the language used by the judge in deciding this case.
Now, I read all 67 pages, and you know, early in his order, he said something that really struck me. And he said, even though the governor and Secretary Levin did something that seemed like with good intentions, the danger there is that when you have good intentions, that's when sometimes you can ignore the Constitution. And then he made the point and said, the problem that I see is that sometimes these restrictions can stay long after the emergency is over. And I looked at that and said, man, that is true, isn't it?
Well, and exactly, and you had asked very early in our discussion here this afternoon about, well, what really is the benefit right now? Yes, it just strikes down the congregate limits to indoor and outdoor, 25 and 250, but it also struck down the business closure order with its categorization into two different classes and the shutdown. And the governor has said repeatedly throughout the litigation that he can bring those orders back. They weren't rescinded, they weren't revoked, they were simply suspended, and the governor maintained that he can reimpose that business closure order. We can go back to the non-life-sustaining and the life-sustaining and that whole rigmarole. Judge Stickman said, no, you can't. They're unconstitutional, you can't do it. So it ties Governor Wolf's hands so that he can't bring back the more draconian orders, the business closure order, and Judge Stickman just lambasted the governor for his stay-at-home order, which has never happened before in the history of our country. I've talked about that in my pleadings until I'm red in the face, that it was so over the top and so unprecedented and so draconian, there was no legal basis to support it. So that's beautiful stuff that ties this governor's hands moving forward.
Now, one last question, and that is, we've had a couple of dueling school districts here. One district, you know, the parents are upset because the school board is going to, you know, maintain the 250 limit. Another school district has said, hey, 500, 800, we don't care how many of you come to our football game. If a school district decides that they're just going to open the gates and anybody can come in, do they potentially face any kind of legal complications later, or has the judge kind of opened the door for that?
Well, that's a good and question that has kind of a complex answer. But let me flip it around and say it and approach it from this perspective. The Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association, PIAA, they released a statement yesterday and today saying they're going to review it, they're going to meet tomorrow, their board's going to meet, and they're going to decide what they're going to do, because they have their own guidelines that have these same restrictions in place. So the question is, are the restrictions still in place? The governor's restrictions are not. The PIAA's restrictions and the local school districts that are using them, they are still in place. So what is the legal effect of this judge's order on PIAA and any school district that uses those restrictions? What's the effect on those? So I have lots of parents saying to me, well, can we all go to my son's football game this weekend? Can we invite friends and neighbors? Can we have more than 250 people in that outdoor stadium? Yes, because the governor's restrictions were struck down, but the PIAA in that school district still has its own restrictions in place. So now the question is the PIAA and the local school district going to be sued if they continue to have in place these restrictions that this judge found to be unconstitutional?
Oh, man. Oh, man. I told you you'd be sorry you gave me your cell phone number. But you're a great source of information, and I'm sure I'll talk to you again. Thank you, Mark, so much.
Thanks, Frank. Take care.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.